Hello, and welcome to Message in the Middle with Marianne. We all know that life is hard, right? It's messy, it's unpredictable, but it can be wonderful all at the same time. My hope is that we can take a deep dive into self-development topics and explore life's lessons through book clubs, conversations, and interviews. And together, we can uncover the lessons that others have already learned to help us navigate this crazy, wonderful ride called life. Hello, 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 and welcome to Message in the Middle. I'm your host, Marianne, and today is a bit of a special episode. It's actually episode 100. And as I started to think about how mind-boggling that was to be 100 episodes in, almost 2 years past where I started this journey of something I just wasn't even sure I could pull off and was very nervous going into, it felt a bit surreal. And I started thinking about what held me back. Why didn't I do it sooner? At the same time, this thing happened in real time. Someone that was a guest on the show recently posted the episode and honestly, this fabulous introduction to me and my show and the premise around it on LinkedIn. And I gotta be honest, I freaked out inside. Honestly, it still makes me uneasy. So I started to think about that and think about the why. The why after 2 years, am I still, I'll say, nervous or get a little bit anxious about exposing what I'm doing out there, letting myself fully show up authentically, showing everybody what I'm doing on the side here, this thing that I've come to love and use as a creative outlet. But why does it make me nervous to show that to my professional network? And as I started thinking about the why and the message I wanted to share with you all, I happened to be watching my grandchildren. And the thing is, when you watch, and these kids are 5 and 18 months, and when you're watching children that age, it's just such a joy and they lift you up so much. But here's the thing, if you really pay attention, they also have messages to share with us. And on this day, here's what really caught my attention. It's their ability to be fully immersed, be fully present, to pretend, to show up as who they are, to play with complete abandonment, to follow their joy and their curiosity and go wherever it takes them, and never stop for once to think about what someone's going to think of them or what they should be doing, or is this the right way to do it? They just live in their true, authentic self, and they just show up full of wonder, curiosity, and imagination. I just find that so interesting because it's such an opposite position than the one that most of us start in when we're venturing into something new, a new hobby, a new job, a new relationship. We tend to show up with all of the constraints and concerns and the doubts behind us, which led me right back full circle to the thought around my anxiousness over that LinkedIn post and around how I started this journey. Yes, now I'm almost 2 years and 100 episodes in, but that's not where I started. I started from a place of hesitation, a place of doubt. I sat on it for quite a while before I actually dove in and pushed past those fears and doubts and boundaries. And that's where the super surreal moment of being at episode 100 comes in. I went from thinking, I have no idea how to do this, and I don't know if I can put myself out there like this, to being almost 2 years and 100 episodes into it. It's kind of crazy, to be honest, but it got me thinking. It got me thinking about how by the time we're in our midlife phase, which many of you are, just like myself, we realize our life needs to change. And for any of you guys that have been around for a while, you know, I've talked to so many people, and for a large number of us, that sometimes happens with some event or some, I'll say, straw that breaks the camel's back. But for others, it just is this knowing that starts to happen in midlife as our life starts changing. Our kids start growing up, or our careers start shifting from kind of being fully all in to sort of slowing down a little bit. And so we know that we're either already in or headed into a completely new chapter in our lives. And we start reprioritizing, looking back, trying to understand how we got to where we are, working to reconnect to our authentic selves, our true selves, who we used to be before, I guess, before life got in the way, and looking to reconnect to interests that for many of us, we had innately as a child. Those things that were kind of part of us and just came naturally to us at one point, but somehow, somewhere along the way, we lost track of. Now, I'll admit that the fact that I was watching my grandkids likely had something to do with the conclusion that I made and the information I'm going to share with you guys. But I think that what I'm about to share with you and remind you of is definitely something worth everyone thinking about. Because I think if you take a few minutes and you think about it, you may have the same type of epiphany that I had. And that is that when it all boils down, we really need to lean into what our younger selves were more like. We really need to kind of walk through our middle years going back and remembering and unlearning. Let me explain a little more about what I'm thinking. Think back for a minute and remember when you were an elementary school kid and you were drawing a picture. Maybe it was just for fun, maybe it was for art class, maybe it was to go along with a story, but either way, you had a big piece of construction paper and some crayons and you started drawing a picture. If you are anything like me, you may have drawn a house or your family, a pet, some flowers, a rainbow, but very often that picture included a bright blue sky and the brightest yellow sun up in the corner of the page. The sun was almost always shining. Our default thought was that everything was possible. Everything was always in bloom and healthy and growing, and things just worked out. We were naturally very filled with positivity. And for many of us, that positive disposition got lost along the way. We go through life and experience things that leave us a little scarred, a little worn. And it's easy as an adult to fall into a mindset where we expect negative things to happen, expect that things won't all work out, expect to be let down. And I'm not suggesting that we should have this over-the-top sense of positivity that nothing can possibly go wrong. We're adults. We've had experiences. We know that that's not real life and things will happen. But what I am saying is, wouldn't it be great if we could lean towards positivity instead of automatically thinking about all the things that could go wrong? And it's not just that default state of positivity, though, that I think we should all be striving to get back to in these chapters of our middle years. I think there's so many other things that we can look at in children to help us remember, to help us unlearn. How about our imaginations at that same age? You know, first, second, third grade, I think that's like 6, 7, 8, maybe 9, something close to that. Have you ever seen a child role playing at that age? They're a superhero one minute, a mom or a dad, a grocery store clerk, a doctor, a vet, or a teacher. They jump into these roles, flip-flop between them without any hesitation, without any bias, without any concern that they don't know how to do it. They just be and do whatever they want to be and do. They look however they want in that role or however they imagine it looking. They never stop and check. They're never wondering if they're doing it right. They're never concerned with what we're going to say or the neighbor's going to say. They're just jumping right in, all in, without hesitation. And have you ever listened to a child that same age make up a story? Like, you know, either they're making up a story because they're pretending and it's part of the storyline, or they're doing it for a school. They have no boundaries. They blend reality and fantasy. There's no hesitation when blurring those lines. They even integrate imaginary elements into their everyday lives. Some kids have imaginary friends who go on adventures with them. They might talk to stuffed animals, just just like they're their best friend or another, you know, parent or sibling. They dream big and they have these worlds of the imaginary that stretch way beyond reality because their reality is fluid. They do not have these boundaries, these artificial boundaries that sort of lock them in a box. It allows them to be less inhibited and to find magic in their everyday because they just go wherever their imagination leads them without boundaries. They don't second guess it. They just go because everything is possible. Here's another one. What about how children naturally explore their creativity without limits, without reservations? Whether they're finger painting a masterpiece on the kitchen table or composing and singing a completely made-up song, or maybe picking out an outfit that most adults would cringe at. Children show that they're willing to do and be really whatever they want, again, without fear of judgment or failure. They're not concerned with knowing how to do it all. They just do it. Their creative process is driven by their joy and their curiosity. And they're just not weighted down by worrying about the failure or the judgment. And because of that, they're allowed to express themselves genuinely and authentically. Now, I realize that some of you may have experience with older kids or teenagers, and you're saying, yeah, that's not always the case. I get it. I get it. I've witnessed that as well. But I'm talking about that middle, pre-middle school age, really elementary school age, where everything was possible and we didn't have all these preconceived notions. Gosh, that freedom, the freedom to just be whoever you want to be, to do what lights you up and not feel concerned with what people will think. It's a bit mind-boggling that we spend so much of our life moving away from that. It's just such a hard thing for people in our age group or our demographic to find without really working on themselves. Children that age also possess this insatiable sense of curiosity. It almost always compels them to inspect everything and question everything. Think about it. Have you ever been around a young child and they ask, but why? And you answer the question and they say, but why? And you answered that question and they say, but why? And it can go on and on and on until usually the adult gives in and says enough. They don't want to answer the question anymore. The child is just innately curious about everything. How about if you go on a walk with a kid, right? You go on a walk and you as an adult have in mind, you know, maybe a time frame or you need to be back by X time for dinner or for the bus or for whatever. And you might have that on your mind or some problem that's going on in your life or, you know, even some choice that you're having to make. What you're not doing, though, is being fully present. You're not being curious about your surroundings. You may not even be noticing all your surroundings. The kid, however, the kid is just walking around, no sense of time, just in the moment, curious about everything. They're looking at every rock and every leaf and every crack in the road. They're asking questions about things and they're just truly meandering at their own pace without any concern for anything else. And they just show up. They don't have any foregone conclusions about any boundaries. They're not stuck in their head. They're just approaching their walk the same way they approach life, full of wonder, possibility, curiosity. It's inspiring. It's infectious. And it's just a state that we somehow moved so far away from that it would do us all good to really remember how to get back to. So as I sit back and think about all of these things and watch my grandchildren play and kind of think about the message that I want to get out in this 100th episode, I guess what I want you all to think about is how much you've moved away from those natural states that you had as a child. How much of that have you lost with all of the experiences and the confines of adulthood? And what can you do to get a little closer to that? For many of us, we just stray. We stray away from those natural states by the time we're in this middle age state. And that's what makes it so scary to take a jump into a new hobby or career or relationship. And it's also why setting boundaries or reshifting our priorities can feel like such a challenge. We've just gone to a position where we let so many external factors shape us, shape our life, kind of control our norm, create what becomes comfortable for us. And this is such a great time in our lives to reevaluate all of that. Remember how to step back. Remember how to think more like we did as children and lean into the best version of ourselves. Remember to dream without limitations of reality or societal norms, to embrace life with that endless possibility and positivity and unwavering optimism. We need to shed the constraints of adulthood and all the hard lessons that we learned and we've gotten things out of. But take that knowledge now as we unlearn some of the things that have caused us to lose track of our real selves, to be stuck in situations we don't want to be stuck in, to be scared to try something new. We need to rediscover the magic of seeing the world through the eyes of a child. Because if we can do that, it might not, and guys, it might not happen all at once. I know for me, it hasn't. It's been a journey. It's still a journey. But if we can do that, we can unlock the door that for many of us has been locked for way too long. The door to endless possibility, fulfillment, and joy. So as I close out this episode, this episode 100, I guess the message that I really want you to walk away with is, this can be the best time of our lives. There's no better time to really work on yourself, to find yourself again, to push those boundaries and step outside of your comfort zone. I want to encourage you to use the next few chapters of your life to recalibrate, challenge yourself, lean into something you loved as a child but you've lost sight of or you didn't have time for. Push past your fear of judgment and failure and do or be what fills your soul. Because quite frankly, if not now, then when? Thank you for listening to this episode of Message in the Middle with Marianne. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a minute to share it and write a review as it helps bring new listeners to our audience. If you'd like to keep the conversation going between episodes, please join us at Facebook group Message in the Middle with Marianne.